Hello everyone, thanks for joining us. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Okay, so we're trying to understand how can we take our life to a better place, for it to be a new, better life. And we're trying to do it by building a new kind of connection between us, the people, the citizens living here. How can we cooperate together so that each one of us will be able to enjoy more and build a new life? Nitza, where are you taking our conversation? Okay, we finished our last conversation by saying that the social network of mutual responsibility is a kind of a solution and lever for the crisis. Yes. And now I'd like to really try and understand on this show, how can we start thinking about it in a comprehensive way, looking at it from above? What are the laws of this network? What are the rules? Suppose now we have to undergo a certain process where we learn these principles, like a round table. It's very clear there are certain principles and so on. When we come to some place, there's a certain platform that we know how to work. Here it's something very new. We have to build everything from scratch. True. Meaning that we, from the very start, where we're simply benefiting our states just a bit, making all these new blows and decrees easier, but along with it, we learn the process that we're undergoing, where this process, it doesn't only depend on the government or some authorities, but it is a process that humanity is undergoing. Meaning we have to lift ourselves a bit to the level of not taking local decisions about what to increase, decrease with the taxes. We have to understand the reason for the crisis. How do we not only overcome it and compensate for the damage that it gives us, but how can we see a process, the process that we flow with, because we have no other choice. And not only that we flow with it because we have no choice, but also what benefit can we get from it for our development? Meaning, what does our development, the development that we're going through, depend on so that instead of crisis, we'll feel prosperity? Maybe for this, we have to change our values just a bit. And then we'll suddenly see, like with different glasses, that here, if we, instead of money, put a goal, suppose, like a domestic peace, if instead of percentage, higher, more benefit, we see greater interest or whatever, we see good activities for our children. If we bring society to a better level instead of, you know, the whatever relations we have between us now, which are better values, compensating values. And here, like we said, the best example is to see the whole of humanity, just like we see now in life, that we're all interconnected, that we're one system. And one system, it's like our body, where in our body, it's health, the good, nice feeling, is if all the systems work, where each system works separately, but for the benefit of the general body, for the general benefit. And with the same, we have to see how do we do it in human society. What does it mean, a balanced society existing in harmony and reciprocity with all of its parts? And for this, we actually have to aim our explanation, our direction, our political plans, economical plans, the whole world, stemming from this understanding of that by reaching a general balance, equilibrium, from this understanding that this is what we have to come to, we can set gradual goals in accordance with our nature so that we can nicely, softly shift ourselves through education, where each and every person, he is merely the outcome of the influence of the environment. How do we really work on ourselves in a targeted way to build such an environment through the media, through propaganda, through advertisement, through different ways for a person to start changing? And instead of values of money, control, using others, what we get here are values of connection, mutual love, harmony, mutual harmony, and so on. These things, we can also see them as an egoistical benefit, ordinary benefit, so for it to be clear for every person. But if we work this way, in order for us to help each person to change his values, not to only be aimed at money, but to understand that money, it's merely a kind of a fulfillment, specific kind of fulfillment, and this fulfillment, its ability to fulfill, is actually disappearing. This is what the crisis is about. So we can change each and every one for his values to become the values, social values. And here there is a lot of work to do in organizing the environment, for us to feel ourselves that we are under public opinion that will either condemn or praise everyone to the extent to which he donates, participates through different systems. This is how we influence the kids at schools and kindergartens, and they come home and behave this way, and the parents see that it's worthwhile doing, and then we invite the parents into this education and how they have to operate, how do they have to influence the children. We want the children to be more social. It will help them be more in a more comfortable society with less damage, with less threat. We see it anyway. Don't beat them. Don't strive. Play together. We have to say the same to ourselves, really. So starting with the education of the younger generation, we'll move on to the education of the older generation. And it's possible that the society that we're building, it's like our parents. We as parents give it to the children, so society will treat us the same way. And of course, it's a lot of work. It's lengthy work. We have to understand that it's working against our ego, which is our whole basis. But if we aim correctly, if we aim ourselves correctly, then our ego actually benefits from it. It starts feeling that here I have the ability to fulfill myself by participating with others, by achieving appreciation, support, honor. I get mutual help and so on. We have to pull the women more into this. They're more ready for it. They want domestic peace, kids' education, something steady. And then, by then, we better influence the men, their husbands, which is a more problematic part of society, always coming out with different problems. These older children, their husbands. And through them, we influence them. The woman can extremely help us in order to restrain the man, not forcefully, but through appreciation, for her to be wise and give the man her appreciation in accordance with different actions, his participation with society, and so on. There are many ways to work here. to influence the public. It's really serious propaganda, and it's a whole system. Okay, now if we want to look at the practical steps to take, suppose now we had some kind of a summit, we're gathering people, partners, people that can initiate such networks, of course, together with us, mutual work, and we have a summit, and we explain this new idea. We open with really explaining the goal of this network, the mutual responsibility. We remind the values on which it is all based, all of these values of connection, and so on. And we reach a state where we have to give certain... We have to explain what's standing behind this. Are there certain guiding principles or the conditions that it's based on? I think that the public, they're not philosophers. They're simple people. And there are only few people among them that really think globally, that can understand the whole of history and development and see the world as a single system. This is man's nature, that this is how few of us are built, but not many people. There are, but they work in these different big systems, but nonetheless, it's a limited number of people. We're talking about 90% of population aren't that way. They look at things in a simple, linear way. This is me. This is life. This is what I want. To enjoy as much as I can each and every moment of my existence and life. And we have to give them these things such that they're capable of consuming them. It's through what they're used to, in ways that they're used to. This is why I'm saying it's the media, it's television, it's internet, it's different such systems, and also live different activities, workshops, seminars, where we explain to them thing out of a thing, so to speak, that they watch movies, theater, songs. Kids ask them at home about the homework, about these things, how to do these things, and so on. And it influences a person, and as a result of him seeing, feeling, it's appealing to him from the inside. It attracts him without too many explanations. And when he's already inside, as a result of what he's undergoing, he's starting to understand and digest it from feeling with a light explanation. A light explanation that accompanies this feeling that he understands what he feels and why. So we always have to work with the audience by way that the action precedes the explanation. If it's simply explanation, then it's something repulsive. It seems to me as if someone's cheating me. But if it comes after a feeling and the explanation explains to me, why do I feel the way I do? Why did I come to that? How can I get out of it? Then this explanation is already like medicine. And to turn to things this way, the way I understand it, that this is for the masses, that they have to play some game or watch some clips, so they have to undergo some emotional state that happens nicely during games, and then he starts understanding, and then the words that we say already falls on some kind of an emotional preparation that he did, and he has a kli, a vessel, to perceive this, what we explain. But why am I saying this? Public that's under existential pressure, and we see that this is what's happening and will happen. They're losing their brains. They start to panic. They start reaching states where they are ready of rioting. the wars and fire and whatever. They completely lose their nerve. And therefore, here, the feeling, it rises above the mind many folds as a result of threats, as a result of the fear. And specifically, in case that it is something that happens in the masses, where the whole country, suppose, or his environment, they go into it and they feel that the deteriorating situation is closing from all sides, and then this way he starts behaving like an animal that was put into some trap. And therefore, here we needn't go in way of explanation, but in practice, to show him immediately, look, you've entered this workshop with what uplifted spirits, with what mood you came in, and with what uplifted spirits you came out. So it's possible to think differently. It's possible to exist with these same new conditions. And maybe we also found some kind of a solution, compensation for whatever we're about to lose. But together we will help each other and advance this way, meaning there is some kind of a compensation afterwards, later. If we explain this, and we explain a bit the direction for it not to stop, but we will also have to keep on working at it. It's not that now, temporarily, we made some kind of a correction. So, what you get is that we give a person the tools for the future. He will already know how to compensate whatever he needs, and with others and for others. And the more we advance in terms of the limitations, we become more limited in our means and our ability to organize our life. The more we'll have to be connected, the more we'll need the mutual compensation, more unity, connection, participation. And a person has to know that here, really, this is the direction. That's, you can't do anything about it. That's it. Okay, I'd like to sharpen the question and ask it again. Let's imagine now that very summit, where we don't have the broad masses, but there are certain people that in character, they're organizers. They had that we have this idea of a network. We have representatives from the city of Ra'anana, the city of Petah Tikva, city of Kfar Saba, different cities around Israel, and they want to understand this platform. What does it give? What kind of an explanation do we have to give to them? Have to give them some kind of principles. Do they too have to undergo this explanation? First of all, they have to undergo an emotional impression from the unity through workshop or round table, and then maybe workshop, because the round table is a bit more external than the workshop. And then they need to undergo a workshop and feel the benefit from the unity, the benefit from the ability to solve the problems. And then we give them an explanation. And we can probably give them a broader explanation about the reason for the crisis, about the process that humanity has to go through, that the crisis is an upgrade, that we are undergoing this collapse for dozens of years now, and we have to examine what do we have to do now in order to ease this development, because one way or another we'll have to develop, and because we'll have no choice, we'll have to take on ourselves the new form, meaning integral humanity, the social society, so to speak. And in arvut, mutual guarantee, connection, and so on. So I think that for them, we have to give and explain a bit more about the system, the reason, the process, the result of what we can imagine for ourselves, including that general body, where we have to reach its balance, and its balance to explain that gradually it includes rational consumption for everyone, equal nonetheless, not immediately, but equal nonetheless, where the surplus to necessities will come as a result of a person's inner fulfillment, and not by way of him buying new stuff all the time. Shopping is not the goal of our development. So on this part that you have just described, I felt that if I imagine myself sitting on this kind of convention, maybe Oren would also like to participate. I felt that you gave me some kind of a background about why is that important, why is there a need for this network. Now I maybe want more practical tools. How do we start building it? So the actions that we take divide in two. It's the action and education. The activities and the education. And here we have to see, according to our audience, how do we work with the two? Of course, for the audience, the practical part is closer, but we have to also advance them towards connection all the time. An ever-growing connection and more comprehensive. We also have to give them some tools about what do we do, why do we do, for them to feel themselves participating. This is why part of the people that we work with, these are the people that, these are the heads of the different these are leaders of different arms or branches of that population. Partially, they'll be, part of them will be engaged in the activities and part in the education. We have to examine with respect to each field and aim and see whether all these things, they come together afterwards. They come into balance. Do they bring unity and not the distortion of the system? Do we have a way to examine this? The balance that will be inside it will be a part of it. Okay. The way to examine is that people, they get a fulfillment that is more and more from the spiritual part of the thing, from the connection. And in their consumption part, they're capable of being satisfied by their real needs, what they need, what their family needs. What else should be on this kind of convention where we come and we're impressed? It's the first time that I hear about this idea, I accept the idea, I'm impressed by it, it seems something that I'd like to be a part of the initiators and maybe return to the city that I came from and to forward this. What kind of guidelines would you give me? Should I turn to the different authorities? Where should I start putting this network together from? How? Again, here too, we have two directions. What two directions? It is the practical direction where we can start organizing things like storages, different activities, things in which we work reciprocally, show how much we save, how much we enjoy it internally. How are we? What are we? how we appreciate the people that work in this direction, and also get into the educational systems, kindergartens, schools, homes for the elderly, working places, to give conversations and workshops through the media, to start bringing it through television, maybe local television, and workshop in the squares. And this is how we should advance in the both in the practical help to society and for the spirit to dwell. Okay, so I understand something new here. Earlier I had this imagination that this is a specific network that maybe is even a closed kind of network, and here I suddenly understand that this network could get into already existing networks, environments, into already existing environments. Yes, we're not starting from scratch. Okay, so this is something new. I don't understand that. So on the one hand, I build something which is a mutual field of things, and on the other hand, I already enter existing realms, and I work with them. Meaning that this network sends its arms in all directions. Yes, wherever there are people, we come and arrange there different activities, connecting activities, and action, and you know, through workshops and so on, and explanations, meaning conversations and scrutinies everywhere, besides the media, live, for a person to participate in it. Himself. And alongside with it, we build circles, classes, storages, and get together in order to buy things together in a concentrated way. We think simply locally, like in a factory. If I want to buy something on the market, it costs 10 shekels for, suppose, tomatoes for a kilo. But if it's our buyer that buys it for everyone together, it costs him, I don't know, 3 shekels. So each one of us enjoys it, enjoys a very important addition. We can also, not only that each one enjoys the sum, but part of this sum, we give it for the sake of building another storage, other systems. So not that only each one gets clean profit from what we got, suppose the what we made between 10 and 3 shekels, 7 shekels, but you get 5 shekels, and the 2 shekels we put into our mutual cash box, and this is how we can develop. This is why we can allow ourselves to build different things and to enjoy prosperity. And actually, for the time being, we do not prevent ourselves from anything as consumers, but our power of unity is working here. Okay, so we already learned that it's worthwhile being together. Okay, so it works on two practical realms, which is the practical, the whole operational part of it, and the other part is the content, the education, the explanation, which is the more educational content. Now, is it correct for this network to connect and create mutual different cooperations with youth centers or community centers? Of course, we already work there today. Meaning there is encouragement for mutuality. The municipality, all in all, it is a public, an audience living inside the city, and that created a local government in order to take care of the local problems. What is the municipality, the local municipality? What do we need it for? Fire department, educational system, cleaning, water, electricity, and so on. Why do we do all this? Meaning, municipality is a place that we have to start to work in. It takes taxes from us. Gets maybe a bit of the general taxes from the government itself and takes different actions in favor of the people of the city. It serves the people, so of course we have to be there, undoubtedly. And all of these actions, to shift them into more social, to put it on more social rails, something that unfortunately doesn't really exist. The goal to be good to the citizens is not always in the horizon. Anything else that you think that it's important for us to know? I think that if we take some area, or not an area, I don't know, some place, and we want to build these things there, these or those, or to get into educational networks or build warehouses for mutual help or to help them organize their own supermarkets for necessities. We can do it either on a national level or do it in a specific place and there let all of our try out all our things there. Depends on our preparation. And also, it's up to depends whether the time is right. It can't happen simply so. There's a need in the that the public has a need, feeling that they can't continue and survive this way. We're not coming to a place that's unripe yet. Today, the situation is ripe or unripe. It depends, the people, wherever they are, the extent to which they feel bad in kids' education, or because of lack of treatment of their circles, or because of, suppose, lack of food, providing themselves with food and so on. You see, because of the cottage cheese, there were such protests that, you know, all over Israel. And so on. Everywhere you can come with something partial. Okay, so the soil is ready. In many of the cases, yes. But not completely yet, where everyone is already under fear, pressure, hard times are ahead, and who knows. Yes, but the social network that you're offering us here, it offers a person a tool of mutuality to increase his abilities, to increase the level of living on a materialistic and mental level. So why someone wouldn't want it? Because I have to really turn to a person's existential need to increase the standard, the level of living. It depends on what it costs, of course. If I'll get more than I invest, I'll come. And any other sane person, most of the people in Israel are supposed to come. The question is, what way, to what extent do they need it? Maybe, still, things aren't that bad. What do I have to invest for that? What do I have to do for that? If you're telling me that this supermarket or in this supermarket here I buy 50% less, then you have to simply tell me that another place opened up. No, I don't mean that there is another supermarket that opened up. Of course not. Of course. This is why I'm saying that it all depends on you come to a person and you sell him something that he really needs. So we have to see everywhere the extent to which we can come and be worthy in that place. Okay, maybe first we could, you know, search, have some kind of a process of checking out the needs in every area. Maybe there are different needs. Of course, the essential needs are similar, but people who even still have things, their needs, like in cities, suppose, where there is no financial problem, but maybe there are very severe family problems. So there may be a different kind of need. So should we create a process of mapping the needs, of course, of the populations and accordingly to work? Yes, undoubtedly. To turn to their needs, this is what I said. So suppose we mapped their needs, and the principle which pushes the framework of the mutual responsibility is participation, the participation of all parts, of all the people that are present. Maybe part won't want to be a part of the framework. We won't wait for 100% participation. Earlier you said a key sentence, what do I pay in order to get? Good. So suppose you mapped the needs, I don't know, whatever it is, courses for relationships or classes for children or basic needs or second-hand electrical whatever for free. I just want to understand the mechanics of this. Where, above the ordinary level of consumption that I have a use from, I want to understand what do I pay, what do I get, and how is this whole system washed through with this advancing educational spirit of things that you want to introduce. So, of course, from this, I'll get some kind of a benefit from this network that otherwise I won't go to this network. Okay, so you offer it, and I, as an individual, want it. What do I have to give? Your participation. Maybe monetary participation and participating with your time, with your investment. Your investment could be in money. It could be in hours of participating in building the place itself. It could be, and it has to be, the hours of your participation in studying, both in conversations and also workshops, integral education. These three forms of investment. And if I don't have the money, yeah, but here we're talking about what? That we're supposed to start building some place from scratch. Circles for children, I don't know, workshops, something else. Maybe we need primary investment, so either it comes to us as a donation from a bank, from the municipality, or through mutual participation, but we need an infrastructure for activities. And after we have this kind of infrastructure, then we'll nonetheless need to somehow sustain it. We nonetheless need some kind of a participation. If, suppose, a circle, what does it cost that you give your child different activities? 500 shekels? Yes, even more. So, you see, you need maintenance for it, water, electricity, whatever. No one is getting paid for these things, but the services themselves, they cost money. So it's not for free, it's simply cheaper. So what we offer. In our world, there is nothing that you will not have to pay for. So instead of paying, maybe you'll be able to work someplace. Maybe you'll be able to donate in a different way. But if you can't, then they won't demand it from you. Maybe you'll be demanded to participate gradually. Compared to others, it'll be really almost nothing or not at all. I don't know. Maybe you donate differently because you can't in this way. If we go down into details, then of course here there has to be the participation both on behalf of the government and the local municipalities and the governments that take loans. We have to see. When we build, also we build as much as we can with our own powers. We ourselves invite, we make it as cheap as we can. Let's talk about a circle for children. Something very clear. Suppose on the social networks, it's some kind of a, it's called the mutual guarantee social network, and it offers me something for the kids that instead of 500 shekels costs 100 shekels. So I come with my 100 shekels. I'm not yet allowed to register my children for whatever course or circles or activities that I want. Besides giving the 100 shekels that I need, I have to also participate in order to be worthy, eligible, to be eligible to use these needs. Look, your kid will get there, I don't know, they'll teach him how to ride his bicycle. Suppose this is what he gets there, and the bicycle costs money, and it wears. The place itself has to exist. There has to be a teacher, not only one, but several. And to participate there. What do you give for the bicycle and for the participation and for the sustenance of the place itself? You have to cover it, only not with money, but with your participation. Suppose you're an accountant, so you're given certain work to do, and you do it with your profession, or you're a plumber, or whatever. This is how you participate. Now, besides this, all those that are part of this, they undergo some kind of a connection. What is that? A lecture, a conversation, doesn't matter what, because they're called club members. It's a primary condition, or is it accompanying condition, or both? Is it both a primary? What I'm asking is, eligible how? No, you can't participate without it. So there is a primary procedure before getting your membership card. Yes. And afterwards, there is a process that accompanies me through the whole process. Right. Okay, so let's start with the primary process. In order to be a member, yes, you have to agree with these things. What are they? That your kids enjoy such and such services, and you pay for it, so to speak, with your power, with your professionalism, with your participation in the integral education. It's like a kind of let's say that it's kind of like a standard association stamp. Without it, you can't participate. Yes. Okay, I have to remember that it's not the university here. I come here for very clear interests, that I get something for my kids for 100 shekels instead of 500 shekels. Believe me, if I had 500 shekels, I wouldn't, I don't know, become a part of your network unless you have such teachers there that I don't know that I couldn't buy for 500. But if I won't feel a problem, I wouldn't come to your network. Excellent. This is why the crisis is coming, in order to necessitate you to come to that. Okay, I like to analyze the component of my participation, the integral education. What are we talking about here? I'll think if it's worthwhile, if it's to make a doctorate, I won't go. Okay, you come once a week. Suppose on a Saturday, it doesn't matter, a weekday, one of the evenings, you come for some social activity. A whole evening, 2 hours, suppose. That's it. And what do I have there? There, you have a conversation. Very interesting conversation. With different clips, maybe, and different such things that you're used to doing and that you're impressed by, and then a workshop of actual things that really from life as a result of the connection from within that third circle that a person, that your child is in, the classes that he gets. And on that workshop, your aim to discussions that have to do with the connection of the specific society you're in. You said something about the child, I didn't get it. Okay, suppose your child is getting certain activities. Okay, wait, I'm not yet eligible. He's not there yet. Okay, but this is what you came for. Right. So, the very same way we want to teach you that the connection is a means for the achievement of all abundance in life. What do we teach you? We explain to you the kind of system we're living in, how can we give these services to everyone, what is the power of connection, how should we unite equally in accordance with the abilities of each and every one, because we're all different, but we have to compensate for whatever is lacking, and so on. That only reciprocally can we come to a balanced society. And a balanced society is like our body that works this way. It's called a healthy society. And bit by bit, they drip these things onto you. Part of them you feel, part of them you hear, part of them you even understand. Nonetheless, this is something you have to once a week to reach these things. Also your child that comes to ride the bicycle, he doesn't simply come to ride a bicycle, by the way. We, in a concealed manner, we formulate them to be together, to ride together, to go through different states and things together, and through mutual help, maybe to we bring them to such things where only reciprocally, mutually, they can pass. They have to climb a mountain together or something. The activities are social activities. He doesn't simply get a bike and now, you know, go drive wild in the neighborhood. You understand? That's it. But they get pleasure as a result. Who? The kids. Because they feel as a commando. Not through pressure, but in a nice way. That's it. Like in a youth movement. Yes. And we demand of you to invest a few hours a week, maybe 2 hours a week, instead of paying the 500 shekels, and also the activity that we give you, it's something very nice. You don't simply buy it for 500 shekels. You can tell us, come to us, here, I pay you 500 shekels to take my son. No, of course not. Only on condition that you participate in the workshops and on condition that you will give a general benefit to society, like the very same way that teacher teaches your, that guy teaches your child to ride a bike, you'll do something for others as well, according to your profession or your skills. You said that I'll come once a week for 2 hours. This isn't the primary time. Suppose you're an accountant. Then you'll run the account of this class or whatever. Okay, there's a primary demand for me to start perceiving the idea according to which this network is working. Now, you've just described that I'll have to come an hour a week for 2 hours on which you'll give me this experience where you explain to me about these ideas. Once is enough. Can I already join your network? After one evening, can I join? After two such hours that you've explained this concept for me about mutuality? Of course, if you agree with these three conditions, you participate, and your child participate how? You participate in education, integral education, and you participate in your investment a few hours a week maybe in favor of everyone, according to your profession, according to your abilities, these two conditions actually. Okay, good. So, what we said is that before you give me the final okay, there is a primary process. Is it just one meeting and that's it, where you explain your concept? Yes, very simple. Maybe, I don't know, a short movie, maybe PowerPoint, maybe something. No, diagram. What is there not to understand? And maybe you'll have to pay 100 shekels, I don't know, according to the whatever needs. Yes. According to your needs, maybe there's a payment. But it's also minimum, you know, to sustain the place, and it's wear and tear. Okay, maybe you'll get support, maybe you'll relieve me from it. Okay, let's put this aside. So I had this one evening, this meeting, like many other things in life. There is an acquaintance meeting. If I actually identify and agree, then you accept me into your social network. Okay. I got the membership card. And if you don't identify, we'll show your son how our kids are happy and how bummed up he is because his father is bummed up. Okay, let's put the manipulations aside. It's not manipulations. Okay, it's rational. I identify with my friends told me about it and that's why I came. So I understand it's good. So I went through the process, gave 2 hours a week for the benefit of others. I have to keep on participating once a week in the educational process. Yes, it sounds more like a social process than an educational one. It's something social, a workshop in the evening. Sounds fun. Yeah. In the town square, cup of coffee. Yeah, it's like a picnic. Yeah. Afterwards, what do I need? What is it, once a week or how? Once a week, frequently, every week. Yes, meaning I have a meeting once, I have a primary meeting, and if it's okay, then I join, and once a week. So on this once a week, we'll meet all the friends in, suppose, a specific city, if we're in the city of Herzliya or whatever. Yes, every member in this network of the mutual responsibility has a meeting once a week, 2 hours. Yes. And what do we do there? Because, okay, we unite. Yeah, but let's get deeper into the resolution. I understand there's a weekly meeting for the members of this network. What do you do on that meeting? Suppose, Herzliya, on this meeting, we're supposed to prove to ourselves that what we're building has a special future for special people. That we're really above, that we're lifted in our, we're building a new society, we're going to lift the human part in us, we're ready, each one of us, to satisfy for basic needs and all the rest. We build a network of connections between us. And not that only that we benefit by this, that we have everything without paying actually for it, that this is something that we benefit through our mutual participation, but we get pleasure as a result of being connected together. We get a feeling of confidence. We discover a special feeling in our mutual connection. We are proud about it. We also discuss how to build this kind of framework for children, for them to be connected together, for there not to be any bullying in the city and prostitution and drug abuse and who knows what, but for there to be a good, pleasant feeling of connection among them. We discuss about how can we extend these services for ourselves. Of all different sorts and kinds, and you know what? I have now a circle in the square, in the town square, suppose. I teach makeup classes for women, suppose. And I have a few professionals there, or even invite them for money. They come and explain to the women how to put on makeup, you know, different such things, cute things. You pay money because you don't have these kind of talents in your voluntary network, and then from the general cash box, we agree, of course, it has to be come through a mutual agreement, and that's what we do. For girls, for women, you know, you give it to them. Is there also a connection between the local networks? Suppose if now I belong to the network in the city of Petah Tikva and I see that there is a circle that really interests me only in the city of Kfar Saba. Suppose they teach flute there. If you can connect to them in all of their services, that you serve them as well, why not? Even though it's very limited, because here the services will also be very connected to that specific area. But maybe, because there's no choice, and especially with activities and such things. But we're talking about water and buying stuff and things and so on. We simply want to make things easier for ourselves. He can't even pay 100 shekels for some kind. Maybe we'll save it in our gas bills or water bills or because we buy things together. Each one of us has on his refrigerator a piece of paper with what they need. What do people need? What do they want? Can we make some kind of a mutual basket for everyone? And order once a week wherever we need that we wrote down on the fridge, and we buy it together and we get it for half the price, and then we can perform different actions. Part of it a person gets as a discount, and part of it we collect in our cash box and for further activities. These are things that there's no point talking about. It's clear. Earlier you said that on our weekly meeting of all of the members of that network, we talk about how special and unique we are. Yes, raise the pride. You have to, undoubtedly, for it to give them the strength to continue. Now the friends on this network, compared to the rest of the people in that city, suppose, what is... should there be some kind of the members of that network? It could be like some kind of a social kibbutz, like a urban kibbutz, if the thing still exists. These members of the network, will they publicize their network, meaning they have an interest to extend their network? Of course, first of all, from their ideology. What do you mean? They want for it to happen this way all over the world. And besides, the broader your society, the more services it can get, the more various and broader services it can get. with large manpower, I can start taking care of the elderly, and I have experts in every field, and so on. Okay, our time is really up. One last question. The members of the network, in order to cause the other members of the other people in the city to participate, to that they're still not a part of the network, and they decide to take a mutual activity, suppose they take upon themselves some kind of a service for the general public that's not a part of the network, in order to give them a taste of things? Yes, very possible. Maybe we'll develop this then next time. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you. And till next time, all the best.